It's October 25th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer, and I'm speaking here with Norm and Kathleen Henderson. Hello to the Hendersons. Thanks for coming in and speaking with me.
Our pleasure.
So, Norm, when did you arrive in Burnaby?
We arrived from Saskatchewan in December the 23rd, as a matter of fact, 1940. And normally we were going to spend Christmas with my grandparents, one in Burnaby and one in Vancouver. And I guess I thought return back to Saskatchewan, but unbeknown to me at that time, my father decided to stay here and buy the old Orchard Auto Park, which was at the corner of Willingdon and Kingsway on the northwest corner. And there were, in those days, there were auto parks and auto courts all along Kingsway. And so we're there until 1944.
Do you think they were leaving something in Saskatchewan that was less desirable, or coming to something
Well,
in Burnaby that was more
no.
desirable?
Well, you said it because Saskatchewan was a very, very poor province in the 30s. I used to walk backwards going to school because of the dust storms and the Russian thistles. We went for almost 10 years from about 1930 to around 1939 with practically no rain. And it was a wheat country south of Swift Current, but it was very, very bad. My father and his brother were in the hardware business in this small town of Vanguard. I still don't know how they paid the wholesalers because it was barter. The farmers would come in with chickens and butter and eggs and all that kind of thing. And the old expression, chicken every Sunday, in many respects, we had chicken every Sunday. And mother used to cook with cream, and we had butter and all that kind of thing. So as kids, we didn't do too badly, but it was a desperate time. And so that's when, and people were leaving. Friends of ours left in 36, and there was a rather bad fire in the town in 37, and it was just a bad scene.
So what did Burnaby on the West Coast seem like coming from that sort of a background?
Well, for me, as an 11-year-old at that time, I left Vanguard, which had a population of about 250, and the school had a population of about 80, and I was thrust in mid-year. I was small for my age, and I was a year ahead, so I was young for my age as well. And I was thrust into a school of 1,100 students in Burnaby because at that time it went from grade 7 right through to grade 13. And it was a bit unnerving, I guess. And but still, one of the things, it's an awful thing, one of the things that I got to know. I nipped the end of my finger off on a planer in shop in woodwork, and I guess I got to know the principal and a few others because of that, and so on. But anyway, then I got into a couple of years later, I got into photography a bit as a kid, and in about 1943, the school got their first projector. And I was rather fortunate enough to be one of those selected to run the projector, which was a big deal at that time. So it was actually, when I look back, my years at Burnaby South were very good. It took a little while to get into it because, a kid coming in January in grade 7 from a little town, and so on. Little town, we knew everybody, everybody knew me. Going to Burnaby South, I didn't know anybody, nobody knew me. It was
Mid-year.
a little different.
So
And mid-year.
Burnaby felt like a bigger city then, I
Well,
guess.
slightly.
Yeah,
Yeah,
slightly.
slightly. And
And tell us too, what exactly is an auto park?
oh, it's a motel.
A motel.
It's a motel. And we had, in those days, we had about 24 separate little houses, one room with a stove. And of course, they took over in the spring of 41. They always say they had a tourist season in 41 because, of course, the U.S. was not at war and so on. But then after Pearl Harbor, then, of course, we were filled up with Air Force people because the Air Force were used the Ford Motor Company plant, which was on Kingsway at that time. And financially, I guess it seemed to go fairly well. And they ran that until September of 1944. And then we moved into a house on Imperial Street near Marlborough Avenue, and we were there for a while. Interesting enough, comparing prices now, they bought that whole place, I can well remember the figure, for $17,000.
Which, the motor?
Yes, it was 5 acres. And $17,000, and in 44, they sold it for $26,500, and they just thought they were on top of the world. Wow. Imagine, and imagine what it is now, multi-millions, like that. Yeah.
And then the cottages that were built, the newer, better cottages up front, after your mom and dad sold, ended up being down at Fairhaven as residence for the seniors. Yeah.
And there must have been an orchard in the area, too.
Oh, there was. In history, there was an orchard.
But by the time you got there?
No. About half of the 5 acres was mostly devoid of trees. Of course, we provided wood to the cottages, no coal, but it was wood, and we used to get cordwood, and it was heavy stuff. It was all wet and heavy fur, outside fur, as they called it. And then the other half were trees, and part of my job was to go all around and pick up all the papers, which I used to do every day or so. And then in the front, we had a huge big lawn, and part of my job also in the summertime was to mow the grass.
Oh, yeah.
That way. But it was pretty rudimentary when you look at it. We fired with sawdust, generally, which, of course, as you know, at that time, Vancouver was fired with sawdust a lot. We had very heavy fogs.
You talked about cordwood.
Yeah, I know. And then, but in the cottages, we had cordwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Sarby Cottage had a little wood-burning stove.
Yeah.
Did they have water hookups? It was all on
water? Yes, some of them had cold water. Not all of them. Mm. But some of them did. And then we had a communal bathhouse and part of it as well, with showers and the other bath facilities.
And washrooms, did they each have a flush toilet?
Oh, no.
No?
No. Well, wait a minute, as you were. I think 6 of them had flush toilets. Mm-hmm. They were the exotic ones. Yeah. But some of the others, it was just simply one room and a stove. And maybe a cold water tap. We had...
Do you know who stayed there before the servicemen started coming? Who typically would stay at a Burnaby car park in 1940-41?
We had in the summertime... Well, people coming from the prairies for the winter, even though the prairies were in dire straits, particularly, as I said, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. But we had some coming from Alberta. And for the good weather. And then in the summertime, we had a lot of Americans. It was a touristy area at that point.
But you were occupied during the winter, too, weren't you?
Hmm?
Weren't you occupied during the winter?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was...
And they would come in by the month. And we had people... That was their home. They lived there by the month.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the winter.
Yeah, for the winter. Yeah.
Prairie, mostly.
Yes, yeah.